Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell, the creator of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop, located here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining me each and every week is Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis, our Doctor of Divinity, Archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School, and one of my mentors, and my favorite individual to pose questions to that I completely trust. So you're joining us today on the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. And this show is designed for educational purposes only. It is just to bring into your awareness some additional information other than what you have. The show is not to replace anything that you currently know. And we tell you, research what we tell you, because you are your own guru. We're not your guru. And this is your journey. And we're just here to support you. So what you're listening to is this month of March. This particular topic is the tarot cards and the oracle cards. And what we're starting off with today is what the history of the cards are. And then we have a series each week on how to use the cards. And the last one, of course, is always on the subject matter and magic, like basic, simple magic. So, again, we're here to educate, and we hope you enjoy the show. And you can always give us feedback by reaching us at customerservice@thespiritwithinyou.com. And ask youinuniverse.com. Now, if you're interested in buying any of the oracle cards, there is a link within the blog talk that you can see and click into, and it'll take us to our products, and you'll be able to purchase your own tarot cards or oracle cards online. So, again, we are so grateful and thankful for all our listeners. And Lady Aset, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
Perfect, as always. Well, good morning, Nevada, and everyone around the world. I welcome you to the show this morning, or this afternoon, or at night, wherever you may be. Our show is, like Karen said, is going to be based this month on the tarot. Today, we're going to discuss a brief history of the tarot. Then we're going to discuss how to purchase your tarot. Different spreads of the tarot will be the third week, and the last week is how to use tarot in sympathetic magic. And Do you want to get started or do you want
yes.
to go ahead?
But I have a question for you. What is sympathetic magic?
Sympathetic magic is something you do that harms nothing. Not a person, not a plant, not an insect, not an animal, nor spirit. Sympathetic magic is working for the good of all.
Thank you, Lady Asset.
Anytime.
Now, Lady Asset, we are asked a lot of questions about oracle cards when people come into the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop. And a lot of times the questions or the topics that we choose are always based on what we're constantly being inquired about.
Right.
So we decided to choose this topic, the tarot cards and the oracle cards. So can you start with the history of the tarot cards? Because I know the oracle cards come out of the tarot cards. And what I do know about the tarot cards, it goes way, way back. And it was originally used, as it is today, as a divination tool. And so I want to talk about the history from what your knowledge is of the tarot cards.
Okay, you got it, boss. Always bossing me around. Okay, let's get started. All right, tarot reading is an ancient art. And many people will be familiar with what might be involved in a tarot reading. In fact, tarot readers have been around for centuries. And tarot cards were originally based on a simple, everyday playing card deck.
So you're talking about the 52 decks that we use now and here in the States originally came from the tarot cards.
Opposite.
Those opposite?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, tarot cards were used as our playing cards.
Oh.
Okay. You know how they use it today?
Yeah.
The 52 cards in
yeah.
the deck and they play poker with it.
Yeah.
Well, tarot was used instead of that in the beginning.
Wow.
It was a play game.
That. Okay.
Okay. And a common myth, Karen, is that the tarot cards originated in Egypt. But this is something that was made up by the 18th century writer. These cards were, in fact, playing cards with the suits similar to those found on tarot cards. The first known deck, which has been preserved, was created for an Italian family by the name of Visconti Sforzo, and I have that deck.
Figures.
Yeah, I got that deck. And it dates back to the year 1450.
Do you know if those cards are still in production today?
Yeah, but it's it depends on what you buy, and they could run expensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice deck, but if you're not a professional and you haven't been doing it for years, it's a hard deck to read.
Mm.
The earliest deck, though, Karen, were hand-painted, and for this reason would not have been widely available or affordable to the average person. Remaining a privilege to the upper class in society, it was not until the invention of printing press that this changed and mass production of the cards became available. Due to the fact that tarot cards were originally hand-painted, there were only a small number of early cards produced. Because hand-painting a card or a whole deck of cards, even today, would be too expensive to buy. Another common myth is that tarot cards were brought into the country by gypsies. However, this isn't true, seeing as the first gypsies came about long after the tarot was invented. Tarot cards weren't originally used for fortune telling. The original purpose of the cards were for playing games. The actual games played varied between cultures, although the most popular was the French tarot game known as Tarot. The images on the tarot cards gradually became more mystical and symbolic over time. It was then that the tarot started to be widely adopted by mystics alike in the 18th and 19th centuries. Certain pictures on the cards represented areas of life or themes in life. these ideas developed to what they are today. It is also common belief that most playing card decks have also been linked with divination. But it was the tarot card which became more popular, as their images were more intricate and peculiar. Excuse me, another convention names. A tarot reader, okay, you got to know your tarot readers. This is something I need to say because I've been a reader for, quite a while. But some are going to profess to read the future. Some are going to profess to tell you your future, and that is impossible. Okay, take it from a reader who's telling you, if I told you I could tell you the future, the radar should go up, because the only one that could tell you your future is the highest source. So I just wanted to get that clear. Okay, but a tarot reader will usually only have one dedicated pack of cards that they become linked to. Only the tarot reader can connect with their pack, and this enables them to make a reading. Anyone can buy a pack of tarot cards, and many people throughout history have attempted to conduct tarot readings themselves. However, it is not just about the pack of cards, but the gift that the tarot reader possesses. They must have extrasensory abilities and unique powers to connect with the past, present, and future of the person having the reading. Now, with the future, again, I'm going to bring it up. The only way your future can be considered would be going into your past, seeing what was going on, coming into your present, connecting all of that, and that will give you an idea of what to expect. Okay? And it's not written in stone. So I just want the listeners to know that, Karen. Like I said, anyone can buy a tarot deck, and it's the person who's reading it that's most important. Readings have not differed too much over time. The person will enter a reading and choose certain cards from a shuffled pack, which they then turn over in a sequence. The order of the cards, along with the abilities of the tarot reader, will enable the messages and symbols to be conveyed. Questions so far, Karen?
Nope.
Okay. A person might come to a tarot reading, like with me sometimes, full of questions such as, will I ever marry? What will my career be? Should I get a divorce? Will I have children? How should I make more money? And so on. Other people may enter a reading more open-minded and be curious just to see what comes up from the tarot reader, which is fine. These types of readings are often referred to as an open reading. Today, tarot reading is still popular. Many people still have the same questions as they did centuries ago, linked with money, love, family, and so on. These are values that are still very much a vital aspect of our societies and lives. However, tarot readings have developed through technology. Centuries ago, people traveled to have a tarot reading. Nowadays, with the growth of technology, you can speak to a tarot reader over a phone. This makes it a lot easier to have a reading because there is no need to travel. And you can speak to any kind of tarot reader that you like. Now, I'm going to tell you the origins of the Rider-Waite. The Rider-Waite is the most popular deck on the market today, and it was created by the British occultist Arthur Waite. He was a member of the Order of the Golden Dawn, and apparently a longtime nemesis of Aleister Crowley, who was also involved in the group and its various offshoots. Waite got together with an artist called Pamela Coleman Smith, also a Golden Door member, and created the Rider Waite Tarot deck, which was first published now in 1909. The imagery is heavy on Kabbalistic symbolism, and because of this, is typically used as a default deck in nearly all instructional books on tarot. Today, many people refer to this deck as the Waite-Smith deck, in acknowledgement of Smith's iconic and enduring artwork.
And isn't that the most popular deck?
That's the most popular
deck. That's the deck that we sell the most here.
Yes. You're good, Karen. I don't know. Oh, I love it. Now, over 100 years since the release of the Rider-Waite deck, tarot cards are available in a practically endless selection of designs. In general, many of these follow the format and style of the Rider-Waite, although each adapts the cards to suit their own motif. No longer just the domain of the wealthy and the upper class, tarot is now available for everyone who wishes to take the time to learn them. Any questions?
No. So at this point, I guess I do have questions.
I know that. And I don't ask you for nothing, Karen.
I know that our next shows are on how tarot cards, how you can choose your tarot cards. But exactly, in your opinion, what is it that we're working with, an individual is working with within themselves, as is expressed in the decks that are in the cards that are laid? In other words, what is it the person's working with?
You mean the reader?
Yeah.
What happens is the reader is not reading. The reader is channeling the information. Okay, like with my readings, okay? Before I begin any reading, I always say a prayer beforehand. And I call in my guardian angels, archangels, and all the positive spirits that are out there. Shine your love and light upon us. Show us the correct information and protect us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And then I would proceed with the reading. But it's not coming from the brain. It's coming from channel. You're getting the information channeled to you. That's why you connect with your deck.
Okay.
Like when I do readings, depending on the individual, in my office here in the shop, I have 8 decks. And sometimes I only need the one feeling that the person, that's all they need, or I could bring out 5 decks and start reading 5 decks.
So anyone who wants to experience an oracle or a tarot card reading for the first time may do so over the phone with Lady Asset. And you can call her and make an appointment with her. And she'll call you back and she'll tell you what she has in her availability. And the phone number that you wish to call is 702-374-3293. Again, 702-374-3293. You can have you experience a tarot card or oracle card reading by Lady Asset over the phone by calling that number. So, Lady Asset, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Let's see. Well, it wasn't until 1440 that the cards that were your most used likely on the origin of the temple tarot cards were first mentioned. But the Duke of Milan, this is in Italy where the deck was created for the Italian couple, there was a request for several decks, but of the trump cards to be used at a special event. Now, I'm not going to go into how to use the cards because, that's the third week. Next week, we're going to discuss how to buy the cards, how to take care of the cards, what to do and what not to do with the cards.
And then the following week is how to do different spreads.
All the different spreads.
And then the last one is how to use your cards with magic.
Right.
Sympathetic magic. That means we're giving you the basic, nothing else.
Right.
If you want to learn anything else outside of the basics, that's an appointment you can make with Lady Asset. And again, her number is 702-374-3293. So you can give her a call and learn more. Or if you have any other questions, whether it's about the tarot cards or anything else, you can give her a call, make an appointment, and you can have a private conversation with her or about whatever topic that you feel the need to discuss. Once again, she is a doctorate of divinity, an archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School, as well as a master crystal practitioner. And yes, we are very fortunate and blessed here at The Spirit Within You to have a doctorate of metaphysics here with us, such as Lady Asset. As I state, she is my trusted resource for a lot of my questions on the occult and metaphysics, as well as spiritual. And you can pose any questions to her or myself. And if we don't have the answer, we'll let you know we don't have the answer, but we will get the answer for you.
Exactly.
But it's rare that Lady Asset does not have an answer.
That's why I like going to her. You always have the answer.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, if you want to buy your own deck, and I would recommend buying the deck also with a pendulum, which was last month's show, you just go on the website, which, again, is embodied in the blog talk description. You click on the link, and that will take you right to the Spirit Within You product page on tarot cards and oracle cards. And you can go ahead and see what we have there. And whatever resonates with you, you can go ahead and buy your deck and begin playing with them. And if you have any questions, you just let us know. And keep listening to the show. That way we can talk to you and share with you information that would support you in feeling comfortable in using the cards. And also, tomorrow, if you like, you can join us on Ask the Aromatherapist. We're doing another blog talk. We have four blog talks. We have House of Essence, the Spirit Within You chat, which is more on the metaphysical realm, Ask the Herbalist, Ask the Aromatherapist. These are on the website under our event page, which is www.thespiritwithinyou.com. And that's you as in universe, in me, in universe, in you, not Y-O-U. You can go in there and check out the schedule. Tomorrow, again, at Blog Talk, you can click on and you'll see the link associated with this Blog Talk if you tapped in this way. And ask the aromatherapist, and you'll see the topic. And if it's something that you would like to inquire more about, join us at 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'd love to have you. And Monica Beth is a certified aromatherapist.
She's a very lovely lady.
Yeah, she is.
She's very lovely.
As well as a certified herbalist.
Yes.
And I love, you know, asking her questions because she's always right on point.
Yes, she's good.
And she's very well educated and versed in the essential oils.
And I remember the time, I think it was when she had given me, because I was grieving for my husband, she had given me a little bottle she had created for my grief. And it was like, you know, I didn't know how to thank her. But I want to thank her again.
I just did.
Oh, but she's wonderful. And I would recommend you tune into that show.
And again, these shows are archived and they're free. Mm-hmm. It's a part of our community service and Isis and I being in service, not servitude. There's a difference. In service by taking our gifts and talents and sharing it for free with our community and the world. If you need anything else outside of that, honor yourself, honor us, and make an appointment, which is paid for. That's the energy exchange because of all the years of education that we have spent mastering our craft. We do not give that away for free. So honor yourself if you want to know more about any of the subject matters that we have on the Block Talk or anything that's going on for you. You can have private consultation with either one of us. And you can call the store at 702-658-2257. Again, that's 702-658-2257. And so Isis and I at this time are going to say peace and blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And have an amazing, wonderful, mystical day. And we will see you on our next show. And peace and blessings.
I'm wiser than I was before.
I see.